Hey everybody,
How you doing? I listened to the latest Milking It episode today, and well, so our Milking It milk stars decided that they would misunderstand completely the way that I was using the term gestalt and also zeitgeist, because here's the thing: I may have copied their review system, but then I didn't hesitate to sort of make up a little bit when I didn't remember what all their review numbers meant. So let's just so they go by milkiness, tastiness, creativity, value, gestalt, and zeitgeist. Now here's the thing: they used to call it drinkability and packaging until several episodes in, when they decided to call it drinkability became gestalt and zeitgeist became. Or packaging became zeitgeist. I'm sorry there. So here's what happened, friends. I listened to the more recent Milking It's, and then later I went back and sort of backfilled. I didn't listen. I didn't watch the whole season in order. As far as I know, all Milking It episodes exist in a single season, and eternally will, until they decide to come out with Milking It 2, where the milk drinks them. So. Today, we have Monster Energy Ultra Watermelon. So, Dan K was saying that it doesn't make any sense for the Gestalt to want to be a low number because that would be good. I think Dan K misunderstands the fundamental nature of an energy drink. You don't want to say that. Oh, this energy drink has it's very drinkable, it has no gestalt, therefore it's a good energy drink. No. A good energy drink should feel like you've been hit. This is what I wrote into the Discord earlier. A good energy drink should feel like you've been hit in the side of the head with a calculus textbook. It's a stunning experience, it's slightly painful, but it's not long-term harmful. It's just enough to wake you up and to make you pay attention to what's going on around you. So we're gonna have a drink of this Monster Energy Ultra Watermelon. It's got a little bit of bite to it. It's a non-alcoholic bite. It's that weird tauriness where, like, it feels like maybe your skin's gonna explode, but just a little bit. Like maybe just a little bit, maybe just the topmost layer of your skin is going to explode and fall off. That's the kind of flavor that we want. That's a good gestalt. Sorry about that clap. Normally I'm allowed to clap because I edit these, I send these through a compressor and stuff, and so it doesn't completely explode the mic. Although it probably still clips a bit, but whatever. Anyway, the point is, this time I'm gonna send this out as soon as I hit stop recording. I'm gonna send it out. So, I'm sorry about that clap, because I'm sure it doesn't sound so good. Now, what they did in today's episode that I really did like, and I think we're gonna do it, friends, is they went with a zeitgeist first score ordering. But since this point of contention is all about how to use the gestalt word, we're gonna go with a completely reversed ordering, so that not only is zeitgeist first, but then we'll go over gestalt, value, creativity, tastiness, and lastly, milkiness. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. So, zeitgeist, according to Milking It, zeitgeist means packaging. But I have always took zeitgeist to be its more literal fake meaning of, like, the public consciousness. Is it a thing that is popular? So that's how I've been evaluating these products. These foods. Oh, this isn't really a food, I wouldn't say. Although it'll take away your hunger for at least a little bit. Through the false life of of a pact with the devil. The packaging is good. The packaging is red with white streaks and puffs. I believe that they are meant to be fireworks. I guess it's silver. So it's a silver can, and then they have put a red layer of paint over the outside, except there is paint missing in, first of all, where the Monster M sort of, like, dragged claw logo is. There's that. You know, green and black on the edges, so it looks sort of like it has a little bit of texture to it. But then also on the sides, there is paint missing, so it's sort of a negative drawing of... there's, like, streaks and then bursts at the top as if to imply fireworks. Although I have to admit that if you live in an area where there are dandelions, you may think that these hint of a dandelion in its final seed-deploying phase. So if we were to think of Zeitgeist to mean public consciousness, is Ultra Watermelon going to be a popular flavor? Well, people do kind of like watermelons, but do people, like, outside of the watermelon itself, do people really want watermelon stuff? I don't think so. Watermelon does poor as a flavor, because watermelon tastes like almost nothing at all. You can have watermelon-flavored bubblegum. That's kind of it. I've never heard of watermelon ice cream. I've never heard of watermelon milk. I've never heard of anything other than, like, actual juices and liquids and, like, where they've put in watermelon juice into a thing and also bubblegum. So we're gonna go low on the Zeitgeist in that respect. However, if we were to talk about the packaging, this packaging's pretty well done. I like the negative image. I like the negative drawing image of these fireworks. It's fun, and it's sort of like when you're sort of sitting back from the can, it mostly looks like a red can with kind of just some, maybe some stuff on it. You're like, oh, what's that? And you look at it, and you pull it close, and you see fireworks, and you think of, you know, being a child, sitting at the park, watching fireworks go off in the sky. It's nice. It's a nice realization. So that's a very good Zeitgeist. So if we combine the two, I think that a 53 has to be the Zeitgeist, and that's just right where it lands. Yeah. Next up is Gestalt. Yeah. That's good. You can taste the taurine in this. This isn't covering it up. I mean, there's certainly sugar in this. Don't get me wrong. There's certainly plenty of sugar. And by sugar, I mean sugar flavoring, because as we can see at the top of the can, this is taurine plus zero sugar plus L-carnitine. So maybe we're tasting the L-carnitine for all I know. I'd have never had a block of taurine in front of me, you know, like I have a salt lick. I've never had a taurine lick. So we could be tasting the carnitine. But this is it's a sweet, although technically zero sugar, taurine full drink. And I think the watermelon flavoring is helping us there. But as much as they may sort of add to that sweetness, they don't reduce the kick in the tongue that is an energy drink. And so that, we're going to give it a high Gestalt score. This isn't the Gestaltiest I've had. I can certainly think of at least one, because we had the blue raspberry. I don't know that we had it on this cast, but in the past I have recorded myself drinking a blue raspberry cotton can, or blue, no, a blue raspberry, what was it? What was the brand? Bang, a Bang energy drink, blue raspberries, I think what it was. That was the 100 Gestalt. But this is doing very well. I think that Ultra Watermelon Monster, it would be safe to... I'm leaning towards two numbers. I'm going to average them and say 94. So 94 on Gestalt value. Let's see. I was just at the store. It's two Monster energy drinks for $4.24 American, which means that this was basically $2. For $2, lose all your skin, good deal. I mean, unfortunately, it's just the nature of the world we live in that sometimes there's inflation, and $2 doesn't go as far as it used to. These used to be a little bit less. Maybe if I went to, say, Winco, which does, like, because, so that's gas station prices. So you're paying, like, an extra 20%, 30% for going for gas station rates. If I had gone to Winco, then I could have gotten this same can, doubtless, for probably $1.50. But that's just, that's fiddling small change at that point. We're not going to worry about that too much. So the value, but I have gotten some energy drinks on extreme discount for like once they needed to get rid of old stock and they were like 50 cents a can. So we can't say that this value is too high, but we can say that the value is a strong showing of 71. Creativity is next. And as I said, nobody puts watermelon in anything but in practically anything at all, honestly. You can get watermelon. You can't get watermelon yogurt. You can't get watermelon milk. You can't get watermelon fruit tarts. You basically can just get watermelon bubblegum. And that's it. You can barely buy watermelon juice. I guess you could have watermelon Kool-Aid. So basically what I'm saying is that watermelon is a rare flavor to be put into a thing, and I think that that warrants a good amount of creativity. However, does this genuinely taste like watermelon? I don't know. They're saying that it's ultra watermelon, but I'm not sure that they've really put much watermelon in here. And I don't know if that should affect the creativity, the tastiness, or the milkiness, but we're going to apply the doesn't actually taste quite like watermelon factor into the creativity score more than any other score here. And so I would like to give it a high rank, but I think they've kind of just put a name on what could have been a more interesting idea. 47. Has to be, like, I would have, if it had actually, if they'd really stuck the landing on the watermelon, we could have gone much higher. But, points up, like, they shot for the moon, and then missed, and then, like, landed on a mountaintop. They didn't even hit orbit, you know? Tastiness. I am loving the taste. I don't think it tastes like watermelon. Maybe it tastes like an ultra watermelon. Maybe I've never had an ultra watermelon, and so I'm an idiot that doesn't know what I'm talking about. And if I were to eat an ultra watermelon, it would taste exactly like this drink in front of me. That could be the case. But since I can't buy any ultra watermelon in any store, I don't know what an actual ultra watermelon tastes like, so I cannot tell you if this Monster Energy genuinely tastes like an ultra watermelon or not. But I can tell you that it tastes good. That's what I can tell you. Now, it's a sweet drink. It doesn't have a tartness at the end. It has the taurine sting at the end, but that doesn't make it a tart aftertaste, if that makes sense. If you're not the kind of person that drinks energy drinks, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Because usually things, when they have an aftertaste, it's like a bitter or a sour or tart, like a negative kind of feeling. But this is sort of a song note that goes up and carries, and then the piano key is lifted, and the sound just fades away right at that high frequency. Is what I'm tasting every time I go back for more. And, you know, I'm trying not to just chug the entire thing, but it feels like I've gone through at least a third of this just in this pontificating. So tastiness is very, very good. Is it the most tasty thing that a thing could be? I'm not sure. It's very strong, very potent. But that's, I think 77. 77 feels like the correct number. Lastly, we get to the milkiness score. Now, milkiness has been a contentious score in the past. Certain people have advocated for a very conservative position that a product must contain milk to have a non-zero milkiness score. Others have taken a what we'll call the radical sandwich anarchy stance, that in fact anything has milkiness to it, because milkiness is not how much a thing is made of milk, but how much a thing evokes the essence of milk. How much it is a, you know, a heavy liquid that is oily and umami. That sort of thing. And, you know, then certain other people, certain third parties, rather, have said that, I'm glad that he kept the milkiness score in there. If he hadn't had the milkiness score, then I'd have no respect for him. So, you know, maybe we have to keep milkiness, regardless of what we're consuming. We have to say how milky it is or not. But, then, again, certain additional other original people previously referred to in this indirectness of ours, might have said, but if it's a bunch of energy drinks, shouldn't it be a drinkiness score? And you know what? Certain original other people, you're correct. It should be a drinkiness score. So I'm going to go and split the score here. We will have up to 50 points in the milkiness category, and then up to 50 points in the drinkiness category. And we're gonna split it that way. And let me just take one more little confirmation drink. Yeah. That's good. That's good stuff. I would suggest that you go to your local gas stations, friends, and you get yourselves one of these ultra watermelons if you are the kind of person that indulges in sugary flavored but actually zero sugar Monster energy drinks. Now, on the milkiness scale, out of 50, I think that this is actually a very pale liquid. It's a flowy liquid. It doesn't have, like when you drink it, it rolls right over your tongue. It doesn't move your tongue. It doesn't have that momentum, you know? And I feel that that makes it actually quite low, quite unmilky. It's sweet rather than hearty. So the milkiness, we have to go with a 1. That's the only fair score we can give it. It has to be a 1. Sorry, Ultra Watermelon, but you can't do everything. But similarly, based on what I just said, I think that we know that the drinkiness is actually going to be incredibly good. Yeah. I think we're over halfway done, friends. So the drinkiness, I'm trying to think if I've ever had a more drinky drink. I mean, this is more drinky than water, for example. I'm not sure that I, in recent memory, can think of a more drinky drink, but I'm going to leave open that possibility and say that the drinkiness is a 49. There might be something that is more drinkable. I just don't know what it would be. Anyway, friends, it's been about 20 minutes now, and I don't want to have you here all day, so I'm going to leave it at that, and I hope that you all go consume whatever it is you want to consume in healthy quantities. All right, friends. Bye.